You mentioned it earlier. What was your issue with Soto's comments last night about the All-Star game?
I almost forgot about that. I thought obtuse. I thought it missed the mark. Not where you're like, oh, this guy's what a jerk. I'm not saying that. But what he said, for those of you who may have missed it, he was asked about not making the All-Star team, at least as of now, injuries, replacements, whatever. And the first thing he said was, you know, what do you expect? And he went right to the money. Now, I've never begrudged somebody for making money. I'm not trying to take any money out of his pocket. But the thing that I've always kind of associated Juan Soto with, and, you know, he's going to wind up being in Queens for a long time, you would imagine, even though we could opt out after 5 years, whatever. He's probably going to stay for a long time. But up until now, he's had a very transient baseball career. He's bounced around, and there's circumstances there. I'm not trying to pin this on him as a bad dude, but I'm sorry, man. When the ticket prices are what they are, and the traffic is what it is, and the tolls and the gas, and just getting to games and watching games and what we do to invest our time to follow these teams, I wouldn't want to hear Aaron Judge say it. I don't want to hear Juan Soto say it. When you're asked about the All-Star team, I don't want to hear about the money. I'm not interested.
But at least he was being honest.
Yeah, I'll give him points for that.
Like, that's who he
is. He's honest. Okay, he's honest. Great.
I'm being honest, too. It's why I predicted he would sign with the Mets, because he was going to take the most money.
You always said that. You nailed that one.
And because we knew that's how he operated since a young kid with the Nationals. Here's the quote, in case you missed it yesterday. I guess he was asked just about. Go ahead, Off. You have the whole thing
Would you have liked to make the All-Star team?
What do you think?
I don't know. Some people want to take vacation.
I mean, I think it's a lot of money on the table if I make it.
Now, my issue. I respect him for being honest. Go get that money.
He already got the money.
Right now, here's my issue.
Can't get enough.
Do you know how much money it is?
I think I wrote with $25,000,
$35,000. Sure, I thought it was $100,000.
It could be.
I'm pretty sure I saw this morning that it was $100,000.
Dude, it's lint and it's a few pennies pocket change, which is, I mean, for him?
And I would say, like, well, he'd give it to his family, but, you know, obviously that's already worked into his contract with the Mets. His family's being taken care of in some ways. So
100%.
I don't have a problem with it. I love him. I love him, the player. I love his attitude. I love his makeup. So I got to take everything that comes of that.
Mm.
I could see how certain people would be turned off by it, but at least he's being honest and not pretending that it's not about the money. Because how many years have we got on athletes for saying, well, it's not about the money? No, it's always about the money. And at least with Juan Soto, you know. It was predictable. It was about the money. Even with the All-Star, there's a lot of money on the table. He's losing out on $100,000.
I've always appreciated transparency. One of the things, especially now where, you know, people, if you slip and say the wrong thing, you get canceled, you get buried.
Yeah.
I mean, I love somebody being honest, but I don't love him being that honest here. And I got to tell you, the more I think about this, right? So we talked about this yesterday. Like, how was Juan Soto? Even though he didn't start out great, I get that. But for this month, player of the month, what he did, he's supposed to be at the All-Star game. I'm happy he's not at the All-Star game now, because that just showed us that the All-Star game doesn't mean anything to him. He has no interest. And, like, when I was a kid, what I loved more than anything about the All-Star game is seeing, I still love it in the playoffs too, and I still love it now with the All-Star game, but I mean when I was young and impressionable, like a lot of kids out there now, watching all the players, not just Mattingly and Hernandez and Winfield and Gary Carter, but the George Bretts and the Steve Garveys and the guys like that. I loved seeing them run out, tip their cap, you know, representing their team, representing their sport, representing their city. And this guy, based on his answer, I can only respond to his answer, is basically telling the fans, I got no interest. Like, the game means nothing to me. And by extension, you mean nothing to me. He is all about the money, and that's fine. And he's a great hitter, and he's a really good player. But to me, that was a telling answer. And I hope nobody gets hurt. I hope he doesn't go to the All-Star game. He'll want to be there.
How do you think it goes over in the clubhouse?
I think that I don't think that he's had most amazing relationships in prior clubhouses. I know San Diego was messy, but I don't know, and I'm not going to say it's all his fault. It doesn't seem like Aaron Judge went out of his way at all, which I kind of wish he did to an extent. I said that in real time. Doesn't seem like the Yankees really kept tabs on him, like, you staying, you going, what's going on, buddy? We almost won a World Series together. You going to stick around? Like, I just feel like he is his own singular entity, which if you get the massive production is acceptable. I'm just saying there are certain players, certainly like Judge, lesser extent like Lindor, like Pete, who give you the production and then give you the fact or at least the sense that they enjoy being a Major League Baseball player. And in this case, Juan Soto enjoys wearing a blue Mets cap with orange lettering. Like, that was a missed opportunity, Sal. That's your chance to further ingratiate yourself. Yeah, not only did I pick you over the Yankees, but man, damn it, of course I want to be there with my boys. We have special, now I'm putting words in his mouth. This is what I would say. Yeah, I want to be there. Anytime I get a chance to showcase my skills and be with a couple of teammates as we pursue a World Series, the biggest stage of the sport with the best fans in the sport, I don't know, how about be a little bit of a leader for the sport instead of an individual, which he's always been. And I got news for everybody. He will always be that guy. So as long as he's got a 920 OPS and the Mets are winning, everything's good. The first time, and it's not going to happen for Walker because he's still in his prime, the first time the Mets start to sink, the first time Soto has an ass season and not just an ass 2 months, that personality going to rub a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah, and maybe it does now, but that's him. And that's why I love him. I'd rather that than the canned BS. Now, I at my core believe that when Pete Alonso gets selected to an All-Star game, he's legit happy to be an All-Star.
So do I.
Now, I'm sure the money is a part of that and they're excited about it. I never once in my life as a baseball fan did I think about money and All-Star
games. Me neither.
Games.
Just World Series shares. I never thought of it. I didn't even know that they got it, frankly.
I'm sure whatever they got bonuses, but like $100,000. My follow-up to Soto there would have been like, ha-ha, yeah, that's funny. It's a lot of money. What is it exactly? Oh, $100,000. Juan, what is that, like a penny? $100,000? You just made $765 million. What's $100,000 to you? Like,
so you agree with me, kind of.
No, I would have followed up by saying that's $100,000 means more to you than making the team. I just would have, somebody should have asked him the question. Yeah. I respect him for being honest. That's who he is, and I love him for it, so go ahead. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious how, like, if it were $500,000 even, or $1 million, I could at least make an excuse. $100,000 to a guy who just signed a $765 million contract is worthless. There's no way, I don't think, that Lindor or Alonso, even with their far lesser contracts, care about the $100,000 if it's in their contract or whatever. I think it's more about
the honor
or their place in history.
I agree.
We talked about it with Lindor, how he got snubbed the last 2 years. It's going to hurt him when people look at the baseball reference.
Yeah. I'm with you, Sal.
I thought for sure that would be Soto's primary thing because he does care about being the greatest player ever. Like, that's what he wants to do, be an all-time great. Well, having more all-star appearances goes a long way. The fact that he would correlate the money to that was surprising. I don't care. I love him, and I'm glad he's him, and that robot attitude, individualist, whatever. That's what got him here. That's what makes him great, so I'm all for it. But I found it surprising that that's where you would reference money, and for that amount of money.
So you do feel me on a level here. Like, now, that robotic approach serves him very well when he's in the batter's box and he's staring down somebody 60 feet, 6 inches away doing his craft. But that's what, and won't be this year, might not be next, like, it might be 3, 4, 5 years down the road. The Mets are going to have a less than season, and he's going to have a less than year simultaneously. At some point, that's going to happen to Juan Soto as a Met. And at that point, Pete will probably be gone. Lindor will be too old, or at least physically diminished, where he can't assume all the burden. And people are going to look to Juan Soto to explain, contextualize, give us a sense of the clubhouse. And if you get that, like, and I'm just going to make up a question. Let's say the Mets are, I don't know, 37 and 49 in the year 2027 or 2028, and they haven't won a World Series since. Just a couple of assumptions here, but I just want this is going to resonate in a bad way with Met fans, and I don't blame you. You know, Juan, I mean, listen, you've had a couple of really good seasons since you came here. You haven't yet won the championship. Things are really going off the rails this year. You know, what do you tell the Met fan right now who's wondering where this team is going to go? I can promise you he's not going to give you anything more than a canned, well, you know, we're going to try. And there are times where you need more than that, even if you got to fake it.
But we've already experienced that in the first 2 months of his Mets career this year.
Yeah, but it's different because number one, the Mets were winning. Number two, he just got here. Number three, we're still learning his personality. Even though he was with the Yankees a year ago.
He's still the same guy, though, BT. That's just how he is.
I know, Sal, but it's not a problem until it becomes one.
And skipping out on the media at times.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's just...
I know.
Or the whatever, the lack of hustle stuff and not wanting to face music on
lack
that.
Lack like, of hustle a couple times. Yeah, exactly.
But it's already happened.
But it's already... But they were winning. And then he backed it up with a sick month. So you gotta lay out a little bit here. To me, that, and again, I don't want to make this life and death World War III, but there is a responsibility. And I've felt this way since I was six, when I didn't really understand the depth of what I thought, more just looking up to these guys. But certainly now as a dad, as an adult in my early 50s, like, it's not just the correlation to money, but you are a bastion for a lot of people and an ambassador for the sport. And for you to take a pass, even if it's just give us a crumb. Like, of course I love to be an all-star. It's the best players in the world. And, you know, I love to my first year with the Mets represent, but I can't control it. That's it. That's all you got to say. The money?
I just want authenticity from everybody. That's part of why I didn't love the Mike Brown stuff yesterday. I didn't think that it was authentic with him. I thought he was saying what people wanted to hear and didn't really have an authentic plan or was afraid to be his true self. Whereas with Tibbs, he's authentic. What you see is what you get. I respect it. With Juan Soto, what you see is what you get. I'm not sure if Francisco Lindor has been authentic. He wasn't authentic with us. We had him on.
Yeah.
I teed him up for a layup. Hey, man, you're at a great spot now, as great a spot as any player has been with the fan base, with the Mets fan base, after a rough go to start. What's that like? And he didn't acknowledge it was a rough go, which we all lived through it. I mean, he was booing fans with the thumbs down thing. Like, the fact that he wasn't authentic, that turned me off in that moment. Now, he doesn't have to answer to us, and he can do whatever he wants, and he's a great player, and that's all that matters. I respect the authenticity of Soto. So I was surprised and don't really understand how somebody that rich could care that much about $100,000 as opposed to the honor of being an all-star or the legacy or being whatever it may be. I was surprised, but at least he was authentic to who he is. And if that rubs people the wrong way, tough, because he's that good that you better be willing to deal with.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Like, you know, if he doesn't care about the All-Star game, I can promise you deep down, he doesn't really care about being a Met. And as the quicker that the Met fan can reconcile, now it doesn't matter, he's here.
Doesn't matter. And just like he didn't care about being a Yankee.
I agree. No, I totally agree. Didn't care about being a Yankee.
A lot of people wanted to believe it. All the pinstripes and the Yankee.
No, meant nothing.
Didn't care.
I was getting ready to, but you know, I would take the hook a little bit. I was swimming around. I was thinking about taking it. But the thing, too, about Lindor, back to him for a second, like, I can't prove this. I would have to think, Sal, on some level, Lindor either read or a buddy sent him a clip or some things that emanated from this show. I would think on some level. So maybe he came in with his, let's face it, when it comes to Pete Lindor and the Mets, there's been a lot of things from our show.
I understand, but I don't believe that. It may be the case.
I do. I can't prove it. Yeah. I do. But what I do know, and even if that's not the case, that's fine. But I think it may have been. But there's been enough moments of such genuine transparency from Francisco Lindor during downtimes where I've watched this man stand at his locker and take the thumb and stick it in his chest. And you know that Lindor wants to do great for the Met fan. You know that Lindor has grown loving to be a New York Met and trying to elevate them. Hey, you're never going to get that from Soto. And as long as that OPS is 950, that's cool. When it's not, that's where it's going to be an issue.
And ultimately, his legacy is going to come down to if they win a championship or not. That's what he's here for, to at least win one. Louis in the Bronx. What's up, Louis?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hello.
BT, I agree with you on Soto here, the way he is. And Lindor, yes, he wants to do great for the Met fans, and he's proud to be a Met. I don't get that from Soto. When I was watching him last year with the Yankees, Soto, you could see he was really into his teammates, especially Judge. I'm going to give you a case in point last night. Sal, I'm sure you're watching the game too. The home run by Alonso last night to tie it up at 6. I mean, that was an enormous home run. And when Alonso comes around and he's at home plate, Soto's not even there to greet him. He's already at the foot of the dugout. Watch that again, Sal. I picked up on that. I said, how could he not be standing at home plate?
I'm going to pull it up now.
Pull it up and see if I'm wrong. I'm almost positive.
No, I don't recall. I wasn't looking for that off the top of my head.
I'm almost positive. How could he not be standing at home plate?
First of all, I believe that he was. I mean, I've seen plenty of pictures.
Check this out. I'm almost positive. All right,
but I've seen plenty of pictures. See, this is where Soto's getting scrutinized to a ridiculous level. plenty of pictures of him posing with guys. I think it was Mauricio last night that Soto was posing with. So I'm not, what's your point? Like, he doesn't want to interact with his teammates? I find that to be nonsense. He's had plenty of celebrations with Alonso and with Mauricio and with Marte and with others. I don't know about that specific one. Were you able to pull it up there?
I'm just doing a quick search here on Twitter. It's not popping up yet, and I did not notice that last night myself. I'll take a look at that. I don't want to do it during the show too much here.
I don't think he's a bad teammate at all.
I don't think so either. I'm not saying that.
He's just a dude that beats to his own drum, and I'm fine with that. Is that the saying?
Walk to your own beat, beat to your own drum, both work. I'm not trying to turn this into like, hey, let's start blasting Juan Soto. He's not happy. This is just merely his reaction to something that I still hold fairly sacred. Not as sacred as I did when I was 8, 9 years old, coming back with a Slurpee from 7-Eleven with Don Mattingly or Cecil Cooper on it, like in the early 80s, getting ready to watch the All-Star game. But I still love baseball. I still love the All-Star game. Football, stupid, wherever they do, whatever the hell version, that couldn't care less. NBA, first to 200, couldn't care less. Hockey, you got 10, 12 goals. I don't care. The baseball All-Star game still resonates with me. And he just told you last night he couldn't give one rat's ass about it.
And not because he didn't get selected, because he said... He wasn't complaining about not getting selected or saying he didn't want to be at the game. He was just saying that, yeah, of course I'm bothered because I missed out on a lot of money.
Yes. Now, I'm also doing a little extrapolation here.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. All he said was that.
But what the reason he says that is because the All-Star game doesn't mean as much to him as I think we wish it did. Otherwise, he wouldn't reference money as the first thing that he referenced.
Brendan is calling from White Plains. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
On Soto, BT, you're just like stacking assumptions on top of each other. So first off, the guy came from nothing. So anyone, if you've been around people who are, you know, self-made, super wealthy people, they're often some of the most frugal people around. So okay, to poo-poo the guy for losing out on $100,000, that's just unfair.
Let's have a conversation. That's fair. I respect your opinion. The one thing that I would say is I think that you're also doing a fair amount of assuming here. Now, I've heard that as well. People who don't grow up with much, they really hold, they're a little frugal. I get that. But there's a million examples counter to that. So if you think that I'm kind of stretching the boundaries of what I heard from Juan say, then I could say you're doing the same thing. All I'm saying is pretend the All-Star game matters.
So here's my next point. You said that because he said, so now we've assumed because he mentioned money, you don't think the All-Star game matters.
Yes.
I would counter that and say perhaps he's pissed and he went to the money. Excuse, what do you want him to stand there and say it's a joke? I'm one of the best hitters in baseball. Like he shoved it aside. He obviously is trying to. You know, he's got a lot of pride, so he's being the bigger person. The last part. You say now you've made this assumption. Now he doesn't care about the All-Star game. So therefore, you have news for us. He doesn't care about being a Met.
I don't know how.
You're just.
I don't think he cares about anything but his bank account.
Well, you know why then he cares about being a Met? Because the Mets brought the money and put it in his bank account. What do you want him to care about the Mets because he loves the color blue and orange?
Let me ask you this. Did you think David Wright loved the Mets? You think Lindor loves the Mets? How about Pete?
I think David Wright was drafted to the Mets and had a great career with
the
Mets.
How about Lindor?
And he signed extensions with the Mets.
How about Lindor?
I think Lindor is a prideful athlete. If some other team had made the trade and given him $300 million, he'd be prideful for playing for that team. He doesn't love the Mets because he has this dream of being a Met. He loves the Mets because the Mets cut him the paycheck.
I understand. But you can have both is what I'm saying. And thanks for the call there, Brendan. Very good call. Yeah, there's a few assumptions made on my part. I get that. But there would be no assumptions made on my part if Juan Soto merely would have said something different rather than referencing $100,000 that becomes about $57,000 after taxes.
Right, but
like what?
But why ridicule him for being honest about something? I do think Brendan could be on something. He never said he didn't want to go to the All-Star game, didn't care about it. It could have been deflecting, and that's the way he did it, joking around about the money. But Juan Soto's got a reputation for being all about the money. That comment did not help, but I respect it because it was honest. All these other players are lying to your face.
How do you know they're lying? Maybe some players actually are sincere.
It is about the money. 99.9% of the time, it's about the money. Now, I'm not saying that in the All-Star aspect of it, that's the priority. It's about the money for most of these guys.
I'll tell you, it was a sad day when I finally figured that out a gazillion years ago.
Yeah.
I agree with that. It's almost over when you say it's not about the money. It's always about the money.
But, and we criticize players for saying the opposite. oh, well, no, I just love the ballpark in the city. Bull crap. You wanted the money, which is fine. Soto admits it.
Well, how come you can't want both?
You could.
But he didn't project that.
But that's what you're assuming. That's what Brandon said you're assuming.
You know, that's why I said it was a good call. That's why I appreciate the pushback.
Yeah, it was one little comment that got blown up, obviously, because you talked about the money aspect of it. I don't even know the rest of that press conference. I didn't see it. I'm sure Juan Soto's bothered that he's not an all-star for more than just the silly
But that's an assumption on your part.
Yeah. Well,
because assuming. You assume that he's hurt when he didn't say that. And I'm assuming a few things that Brendan called out, whatever. And I own it. But you're assuming that he cares. I don't know if he cares about the all-star game.
Right.
I don't know if he cares.
And here's my thing. I don't care about the all-star game. And I don't care if he cares about the all-star game. I do care that he's a New York Met and that he produces for the New York Mets, and that he is doing.
Nothing else matters, okay? That's number one. But ideally, you could have a little bit more. You could have a player who loves being here, who is awesome, who is also honest about, or at least cares about things that, as fans, we still care about. That's all I'm saying.
The only thing missing from him is, like, the pool float. You know what I mean? Like, it's like he showed up for a pool party here. I'm like, you realize you're going to be on TV today?
Pool skimmer.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he's really, like missing a pink flamingo around his waist, about to hop in the pool. He's got the peaches outfit on. He's a funny guy, Marash. He'll be on in for Evan, who's on a two-week-long vacation, so he'll be in with Tiki, taking all your calls next and all that. But we were just talking with him about his outfit and all that stuff, and then getting set for football season, which, by the way,
yeah, I know,
right around the corner. I was looking at something today. I saw the Jets training camp dates.
Yep. I was just looking at that email 2 minutes ago. It's ironic. Right before Sean walked in, that's what I was looking at.
End of July, right? For both teams, I guess it is.
I don't have the Giants in front of me here, but I just got emailed something on the Jets there. Yeah, I usually make it out there at least once.
Yeah, I have never been to Jets camp. I would like to go out there and check it out. Remember, we don't do the show. It's usually morning and afternoons do it. We did do Giants 2 years ago.
Correct.
That did not happen last year. So I've been to Giants camp, great facility. I'd like to go to check it out with the Jets, even if it's for an off day.
Well, I got to tell you, the Giants facility, I'm trying to be rude to the Giants. Like, the Giants facility, to me, is terrible.
I mean, to me, it was just cool being there.
I don't mean it like that. Me too.
But in comparison to the Jets facility?
And not only, yes. I mean, the Jets facility is amazing. I think Florham Park is awesome. It's a very different setup. It's just like you go to the Giants, and you see it on Route 3, Quest Diagnostic. Listen, it's got everything they need, and they've won Super Bowl since they were there, so it's not like it's non-functional, but it just feels so antiquated. The Jets just, even though the Jets is not brand new, it just feels, I don't know, brighter, bolder.
Even on TV, it feels like that.
Right?
Like, just from watching stuff on SNY a lot,
yep,
it feels like that. Yeah, I got to get out there one of these. So we could just go, like, as media members? Like,
you could get a media pass. You could get, obviously, I can get us some stuff. Yeah, passes. Just go watch a practice. Sure.
Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Made the cut.
Yes, he did make the cut. My boy's still
huge.
There. Don't drop any names here. Watch.
No, I have no idea.
You do, though.
Oh, no.
You
do. I pretend that I don't.
I he's still there.
No, it's like
Glenn didn't whack him yet.
I'll tell you this. Oh, dude, we are down now to what? Like 8 more Sundays without football? I feel like we had this conversation. I think it was 2 weeks ago, but maybe it was just last week. 8 or 9 Sundays left.
Now, do you like that or do you not like that?
It's a tough question.
That's why I ask it.
Because I love the summer and I want to enjoy every bit of this summer, every last bit of it.
Yep.
But to me, there is nothing better than September and the start of the football season and the fall weather, whether it comes in October or September, whatever. But the fall weather, school is back, baseball, playoff push. Like, that's for sports fans, for what we do. That is like the gold mine, the football games, the baseball playoffs, just the feeling of being, school's back, everybody back to work after the summer's over. But I love the summer, so I don't want that to end too quickly.
I know. And a good thing is, and I've said for a while now, I've said this on the show too, like, to me, October's weather is now, for me, what like May used to be growing up. Like, it really has changed a lot. I don't know that I could prove that, but it just feels that way. So now you get to October, even if you're a little lucky, it could be late October, where you still get hot days, like 82, 83. The sun still really feels warm. But then you get tonight, whether it's at a game or sitting in New York, whatever, it's got that little chill, the sweatshirt, get
little
the hoodie, get the fire going, let's go.
Fire pit hoodie. Oh. That's a great combination of little surf sides there. You're right. Actually, last year was closed down the pool basically after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think this year I'm going to try to keep it open through September and try to get our money's worth. Like, why not? If the weather's warm on these weekends, on the quote-unquote fall Saturdays, why not? I mean, or ride the pool out till October, and then, October comes, and you got the apple picking and the pumpkin picking.
We're past that. We're past that.
You don't
that.
Do any of that. Huh?
I mean, we're a big Halloween family. A little bit too big. I start seeing the Halloween decorative stuff right after Labor Day, which drives me nuts. But it's like I see the Valentine's Day stuff as soon as, you know, you clean up the Santa stuff. Yeah. It really is. It's insane. We did that a lot with the kid. Well, maybe not a lot, but we did it like four or five times when they were young. And we even went like eggplant picking and not just apples. Like, I love it. It's a very nice.
I just like the.
I do too. I love everything about it. But it's different. Like, your daughter's four. Like, when they're two, three, four, five,
good.
It's phenomenal. Like, when they're 8 and 10, you know, number one, you got games. You got soccer games. You got football games. You got fall baseball games. You just got a lot of stuff going on. It's so we don't do that as much. You do other things. You do other activities to fill the void.
All right, then forget about apple picking or pumpkin picking. So maybe winery a little bit. Or
Have you gone to a Jersey winery yet? No,
not in Jersey. No.
Out east, there's a ton. Yeah, me too.
But I just like being out there in the fall with the hoodie on and the jeans. You know what I'm saying? Like those fall vibes. I mean, that's my favorite weather of the year.
Dude, I'm with you. You know what I love doing during the fall too? And it's been so long since I've done this, really because of the kids. Don't take it personally, kids, if you listen and you've interrupted one of Daddy's favorite hobbies here. I used to love going fishing in the fall because we would go out east, right? Really far out east. And we would go at that point, you know, you're going for some big, you're going for stripers, you know, 40, 45, 50 pound stripers. And you got that chill and you start with a cup of coffee. Then you maybe move to a couple of cocktails. You got the cigar. And, you know, if you're on land that it's say 55, 56 degrees, and, you know, you hood it up, whatever. You got the little skull cap as well. Now go on the water where it's 8, 9, 10 degrees cooler.
Cold,
like, it's, you bundled, you're roughing it. And I'd rather go fishing in the fall than any other time of the year.
BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get back to the phones here. Josh is in Bootin. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. Huge Met fan. One of my kids is named after Jacob DeGrom. The other one's named after Daniel Murphy. Hmm. And then my daughter's middle name is Ryan for Nolan Ryan. You know, big Met fan. I don't care that Juan Soto doesn't care that he's a Met. I just care that he's hitting. You know, there's no statistics in the book that say how many times he smiled and how many times he does this. Ricky Henderson was a terrible Met. Like, he was a bad guy as a Met. But if he was a Met in the prime of his career, nobody would have cared.
By the way,
like,
he was even productive with the Mets as a leadoff hitter.
Yes. But now, so my comparison is to Jokic. Jokic looks like he doesn't want to play basketball. Like, after he won the championship, he was like, when's the parade?
Yep.
And then they were like, oh, the parade's like tomorrow. And he's like, oh, I just want to go home and play with my horse. He's the greatest player on the planet.
Yeah.
And nobody cares that he doesn't care about basketball. Clearly, Soto cares about baseball because he's the greatest offensive, like, he's one of the greatest offensive players that ever have walked the face of the earth. Like, he can't really field, but that's why I said offense. So, like, people calling and complaining that he doesn't smile and he doesn't look like he's having fun, makes a lot of money. He doesn't need to look like he's having fun, and he's going to win us a couple of World Series.
We'll see.
Be fine.
We'll see.
Yeah, by the way, and thank you for the call. Nobody's calling and saying he doesn't look like he's having fun.
No, nobody said that.
Months ago, maybe that was the case. It's not the case now. This started from Soto's comments last night about being asked if he was disappointed they're not going to the All-Star game, and he responded by saying, yeah, what do you think? I missed out on a lot of money, too, which is $100,000, according to, I think, what I saw. We should really get that factually corrected. I saw an SNY posted.
It sounds about right. Yeah. I think it was a little bit less, but I think we're in the neighborhood.
If it were
close
a million,
enough.
We probably wouldn't be having the conversation. Maybe you would. I don't have a problem with it because it's Soto when he's being honest. I don't think it's that he doesn't like baseball or doesn't love baseball or doesn't love being with the Mets. It's just that he's open and honest about what the money means to him, and God bless him. Go get the most money.
Listen, again, I just think that there's enough evidence of other players in our town that do both. Like, that give you the smile, give you the warmth, give you the feeling that they love being on the team that they're on and connect to the fans. And listen, Juan Soto's going to connect to a lot of Met fans over the years because he's going to have a lot of monster hits for you and probably bring you a lot of wins. Championships, we'll see. But you're going to be cheering a lot for Juan Soto. Nobody's disputing that. But cheering for somebody when you know that they love being here or that they love the game or that they love things around the game, if given the choice, that's the player that I'm going to gravitate to. Like, and not to make it a Judge thing, but you know the Judge loves being a Yank and loves baseball. And he's If Aaron Judge got snubbed, he's not referencing money. I could promise you that.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. Met fans love DeGrom, right?
Yeah.
He didn't want to be here. And they still, to this day, like Evan, don't want to believe it. Yeah. He didn't want to be here.
Yeah.
Didn't like it. Didn't care about the fans. Doesn't care about New York. He could fake his way through it like he did. And I don't care. I'm not trying to pick on DeGrom.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't bother me one way or another. I'm just giving you the facts. These are the facts of the situation. Multiple people have told me this. And by the way, the fact is he left to go somewhere else. He didn't want to be here. So he didn't care about the fans. Didn't care about the Mets organization. Didn't like New York. And yet it's like, oh, bring DeGrom back. Retire his number. Love Jacob DeGrom. So I'm not begrudging DeGrom or whatever. At least Juan Soto likes being in New York.
Yeah.
And wanted to be with the Mets and wants to be here. And now, yes, because they paid him the most money. He also had an opportunity to go elsewhere for equal money. And it wasn't like the Yankees offered that different than what the Mets offered.
Mm-hmm.
He felt like the Mets were the best circumstance. Other teams were willing to pony up the money. So it wasn't all just about the bottom dollar. Yeah, the Mets had the best offer.
Well, I mean, I would have liked to have seen what happened if the Yankees would have said, yeah, sure, here's a suite for your family. You're probably Yankee at that point.
Well, whatever. But the point is, it wasn't just like the Mets blew everybody else out of the water.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Which I initially thought was going to be the case.
So did I.
Because we thought it would happen.
We thought they were going to have to do that. We thought that to get separation from the Yankees, you would have to do that. Hoff, what do you have there? What'd you say?
So I have the fine-tuned details with Soto's contract. And this is probably to help him so he can opt out in 5 years. All-star, gold glove, Hank Aaron, and all MLB, he makes an additional $100,000 per thing he gets on that.
So that was right. So we were right that we saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. LCS MVP, Silver Slugger, $150,000. World Series MVP, $350,000. MVP bonuses. If he's first place, $500,000. Second, $350,000. Third to fifth, $150,000.
Okay, now those add up, obviously. It's a lot of incentives there.
Yeah, no, I get that. But listen, we all have had expensive dinners, right? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, well, these dinners now get expensive. That's like, I don't know, that's like me fretting over buying a 5-cent piece of bazooka, if they even sell them loose anymore, when I don't know. I just, how is he so focused on that? I don't understand why that's the first thing that he said.
If you had performance-based stuff like that in the contract, wouldn't you want to check all those boxes too?
Of course I would.
I can't compute. You and I can't compute because we're nowhere near that level. Like, normal people can't compute to somebody who makes a contract for $765 million thinking like, geez, how could $100,000 or $500,000 or $1 million mean that much when you just made $765,000. But when you live the lifestyle like that and you're living whatever lifestyle he's living, and $1 million, it's a lot of freaking money.
But it's not $1 million, it's $100,000.
Well, I'm saying $100,000 and plus the other incentives.
Well, the other stuff he could get. He's got to get to the League Championship Series. He's got to win the MVP. He's got to win the Hank Aaron Award, the other stuff. He might win some of those, but this is, yeah.
If I'm him, I already spent that $100,000. All-star? That's a given. Like, I'm thinking, if I'm Soto, I'm signing that, and Boris, like, oh, all-star, $100,000? Okay, tack that on to whatever the total is. It's a given. I already spent that $100,000. It's gone. And then you find out, like, what? I didn't make the all-star team? Now I got to go into my maybe reserve account.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
That has, $765 million in
there. That's what I was going to go. Like, when you have that kind of money, like, we go to the ATMs, you know, you have your checking, you have your savings, you have your other investments, on whatever you guys have. But the balance is the balance. But when you have that much money, obviously, for tax implications and investment income, like, when he gets a, if he even goes to a bank anymore, who the hell knows? But he looks at, like, what does his balance say? Like, $17,622.43?
Right, would you even notice if $100,000
were in
there?
What does his balance look like?
How long did it take Ohtani to figure it out when that guy was screwing him over there with his balance?
Call of the day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Hillary's calling from Long Island. What's up, Hillary?
Good morning, guys. Hillary is the 11 under 500 fan from last year. Mm. Happy we are where we are right now.
There you go.
My question to you guys, what do you think Lindor was saying to Alonso after he hit the home run and before Pete got up to bat? Just curious.
Say that again. After the home run?
After Lindor hit the home run and he came back from home and then Pete was going to go up to bat and they were like having a little chat.
Well, that's always about pitch pattern. I mean, most hitters who care about being good, then they do that. Hey, what did you see? Which way did it break? What? That's just a baseball conversation. I don't think it was like, hey, come on, Petey, we could do it, buddy. You know, it's like, hey, this thing moved, this thing zipped, and he's got this, and look for that, and here's it's coming into you, it's going away from you, stuff like that.
And maybe it was like, that's why I'm an all-star, and Soto's not. There you go. Call of the day. BT and Sal on the fan. Let's finish up with the calls. 888-808-1019. Chris is in Flemington, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome, Chris.
The things we're saying about Mike Brown today, right? He was never took a team to a championship, never won a championship, never got a team over the top, wasn't the team's first choice, and he's replacing a guy who did all the heavy lifting ahead of him.
Let me guess.
Couldn't we say the same things about Joe Torre in 1996?
Yeah.
Yes, you could, but I'll tell you what. One of the big differences is that, you know, Joe Torre, unlike Mike Brown, who had much more success coaching in other spots, Joe Torre was basically a zero as a manager until he got to the Yankees. A little flicker with the Cardinals, a little one or two decent years with the Braves, but with the Mets, he was trashed for 5 years, and he just didn't win a lot.
Yeah, and just because the results bared out that Joe Torre was a great hire, it doesn't mean that you have to say it at the time. Like, the Yankees made the hire thinking that Joe Torre was going to be the guy to change from Buck Showalter. Who's to say that if they kept Buck Showalter, they wouldn't have won? Maybe they would have won more championships. Maybe they would have won in 97. Maybe they would have won in 2001. You have no idea. They worked out, obviously, as great as you could ever imagine with the amount of wins that the Yankees had with Joe Torre. And you wouldn't change it for anything. But it doesn't mean that Buck Showalter wouldn't have done the job the right way. It also doesn't mean that Mike Brown is going to be a championship head coach to the level Joe Torre was with the Yankees.
100%. It's like, to me, this is not a definitive, anointment from my perspective. Mike Brown is a home run hire. I don't know that there was a home run hire. I do think they had to move on from Tom Thibodeau. We've had that debate a million ways sideways, and a lot of people disagree with that. I just think that his presentation, what he's good at, offense, I think it's going to fit. I think the timing is right. Listen, I think the timing is, I probably agree more with the timing than I'm going to get on the air and say that Mike Brown's an amazing guy. I think he's good, but I think the timing makes it better than good, if that makes sense.
Alex is calling from East Quag. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Just a real quick thing. I want to talk about Boone, but I agree with BT when it comes to Juan Soto and the All-Star game. There's no reason you can't be both. I don't want to go back over everything that was said. That's just how I feel. There's no reason you can't be both, period. That's just how I feel. I just want to finish up on Boone. There's three things that bugged me about him. It's a microcosm of what bugs me about him. It just happened recently. The first one, actually, he's been all season long. When the best player in the game, who happens to be the captain of your team, says, I prefer to bat third, you bat him third. And recently, it took everyone, including Ray Charles, to see that Jazz Chisholm was costing us games at third base, and so was DJ at second. It took, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to finally have Boone say, okay, I'm going to switch Jazz over to second. Well, I still think he can play third great, but now I'm going to do it now. I don't know what took him so long. And lastly, in game two of the Subway Series, with Aaron Boone on deck, you're down by a run, and Dominguez swings at a 3-1 pitch that's obviously ball four and grounds out to end the game. Before that pitch is thrown, you have to unfurl a 20-foot by 20-foot banner from the dugout saying, take the pitch. Where is the managing in this? That's how I feel about Boone. Thanks, guys.
You got it, man. I mean, listen, I don't know what to tell you anymore about the liberties that some of these players take, Sal. We talk about bunting and lamenting nobody could drop a bunt. The amount of guys that swing in counts that you shouldn't swing at late in the game, I've just given up resisting it because I don't think the managers care anymore.
But everybody wanted Dominguez in a leadoff spot, right? So the manager did that. Now it's, now you got to go out there and tell him when he's going to take a pitch or not. Like, Aaron Boone could only do so much. And what I would say about the second base, third base situation is, you think that we're smarter than Aaron Boone. Like, we joked about it yesterday. Do you really think that we're all smarter than the Yankees and Aaron Boone? The answer is no, we're not.